kick off hour number two of the program, Monday edition of Three and Out. Recapping the year a little bit now that the bowl game is set, the Orange Bowl. You thought we got the Orange Bowl over the Sugar Bowl?
Yeah.
I think I am too.
Who's Bama playing?
Kansas State.
K-State.
Yeah, like that. Yeah.
I'd rather play Clemson. Orange Bowl.
Especially at
night.
Well, yeah, 7:30 night, Miami. I just like it for our fans. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm sure Dallas is fine, but it's not Miami.
I think K-State's a good opponent, though, if you wanted to get to guaranteed 11 wins.
But
did you watch them against TCU? They're good.
A little underwhelming. Like, that entire game was a little underwhelming.
I don't know. Chris Sims was taking a dump on the Big 12 yesterday. Did you see all that? Mm-hmm. He's like, I played in the Big 12. I'm telling you right now, the middle-tier teams in the SEC would go winless in the Big 12. So Bama might just kill Kansas State. I don't know.
I don't know what you just said. Yeah, that wasn't right.
Like,
what did I say?
You said he took a dump on the Big 12, and then he said
the middle-tier teams of the SEC would win the Big 12.
Okay. Thank you. That's better. You said we'd go winless against the Big 12.
I'm tired.
Could you so what he
they'd
said,
go undefeated. Yeah, okay. They'd win them all.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Okay. We knew that's not what you meant.
I fell asleep halfway through that sentence.
Deuce Vaughn's a good little running back. He's shifty, fast, but
dude, that one run he had where he put that guy in his butt was amazing. Like, it was like the Jabari Small cut, but on steroids. Like, because he actually jumped and moved with the cut, and that guy fell and put two cheeks on the ground. It was amazing. He's a good player.
Kurt Warner's son, pretty good receiver there.
I don't think I knew that.
White guy with the long hair.
Thank you for that. I appreciate the.
Other than that, like, it's just, I don't know. I think Joe Milton could easily beat Kansas State.
What, are you nervous about Clemson all of a sudden?
Yes, I am, because Cade Klubnik is going to tear us apart. But
it didn't matter who we played. The quarterback's going to have a good day. We're going to have to outscore people. We know this.
Mm-hmm.
This is not new.
If he was that good, though, shouldn't he have been starting well before this? Because he only threw six passes coming into the game.
Yeah, no, he had thrown more than that.
I just looked up his stats.
Yeah, even when
he got a whole drive against Georgia Tech in the first week.
His only pass against Notre Dame was a pick.
He played a whole like second half against that one team. They threw the ball once.
Yeah, he didn't even throw it one game, and they were blowing people out.
He's got some wills, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's.
They just run the ball. They will just run it and keep running it.
Yeah, with Shipley, I think. Is that his name?
Will Shipley. And they got another good back, too.
Something must have happened for DJ just to put his name in the portal that quickly, a day after the game.
I think he saw the writing on the wall. I mean, Dabo.
He had thrown it 46 times. No, this is that's his career.
Yeah.
But this is his first year there, right?
Last
he threw it six times against Georgia Tech, four times against Furman, five times against La Tech, four times against Syracuse, 13 times against Miami, and then 24. Nope, I was wrong. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, the Syracuse game. How many throws did you have again?
Four.
That was like the whole, that was like in three quarters or something, or maybe the whole second half.
Well, did you guys watch when Nussmeier came in for LSU? Like, I'm wondering if they should have been starting him the whole year. He carved George. Now,
he was terrible early in the season, though.
Was he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And George.
Yeah, Jaden Daniels, like, hurt his hip or something, or his rib or something that one game, and he came in, and it's like he wouldn't even throw the ball. It's like he dropped back to pass, and it's like, man, we thought Jaden Daniels held the ball too long. This guy, I don't even throw
it. Oh, yeah, I do remember that now. It's clear that George is, like, the most prepared team in the country. But when they brought in Nussmeier, you could tell they had not prepped at all for the different style of offense they were going to see under him. He was carving them for a while.
Was it one of those situations where they coughed the dogs, though, too?
Not right when he came in.
Because what was the score when he came in?
He got, what, one drive before halftime? And then after that, they.
Half, it was, what, 35-10?
Yeah.
35-10 and a half?
Yes.
What's with Kirby going for two on a trick play?
That made it a 25-point game, right? So you made it a four-possession game.
Still, though, I mean, it was in the fourth quarter. I don't – you know, people want to give Tennessee crap for scoring a late touchdown against Missouri, but
I've got a couple of different theories. I think it was to make it 25 points so that three touchdowns with 2-point conversions wouldn't tie the game. Not that if you're Georgia, you should be worried about that anyway. Mm-hmm. But also, apparently, they hadn't run a 2-point play all year. And so they wanted to run one, you know, before they got to the playoff and in a had-to-have-it kind of play moment. And I think it was just to make it a 25-point game so that it'd take a field goal plus three touchdowns to beat you.
Wouldn't you want to run just a straight-up 2-point conversion, just no trickery? I don't know. I don't know why you'd want to put that one on film if you want to just run a 2-point conversion just to have one under your belt.
That's why I think it was for the point difference, because I think they really wanted to have that, you know, four-possession game for LSU to win it. I think at that point they were actually a little bit nervous about Nussmeier. Not should they have been, maybe not, but it is just kind of covering your bases. I think they're that's a really well-coached football team. I think they're just doing the math.
So is it just an extra point, like if you return it, it's 2 points? Because they returned that play the first of this game when LSU's 0-0. They kick a field goal, gets blocked.
It was a touchdown.
I thought always when you attempt a field goal, it was only 2 points.
No, it's a field goal, it's a touchdown.
If it's an extra point, it's extra 2. Point. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That play, that is a very well-coached special teams unit. For that guy to stand over the ball and look, wait for LSU to basically run off the field, pick it up, and take it to the house.
So did they say if that ball stopped rolling, he couldn't return it? Were they saying that?
No, that's not right. It had stopped.
Because I thought it'd be a dead
ball. Yeah, at some point you got to blow the whistle.
At some point, it's if the offense is, or the defense basically says we're not going to touch it, then
like
they'll blow it dead.
It's just like a punt. Like they got to give it an extra second.
Because weren't there a couple Georgia guys like in front of him going, like, don't pick it up? Like,
yeah, yeah. And there were some Georgia guys like high-fiving each other celebrating, and then he just runs right through the middle of them like, guys, this is a free touchdown. I'm taking it.
Yeah.
It was a good play by him. Because a lot of times that's what you'll see. The defense who blocked it, they'll all turn around and say, get away from it, get away from it. And if nobody's going to touch the ball, the ref will signal it dead. Otherwise, we'd just sit here for an hour. But then when he went over and stood over the ball, he's basically telling the ref, there's a chance I pick this up. Don't blow it dead. Mm-hmm. And by that time, half of LSU's team's off the field, and he's just it's just smart play. I mean, LSU, you're already demoralized right there getting the field goal blocked. And then all of a sudden you turn around. Like, you get to the sideline, you're talking to your coach, and then some dude's housing it behind you. I mean, it just killed any morale they had. Because they actually moved the ball pretty good early. They were going up and down the field.
And a lot of times on those field goals, like, the team kicking the field goal, like, all they have are, like, big dudes. Like, these offensive linemen and, like, defensive tackles that are blocking.
Right, yeah, there's nobody to chase down a
block. Nobody
chased
down that guy.
It burned LSU to start the season, and it burned LSU at the end.
It's a good point. It's a really good point. Ironically, the only coach that Brian Kelly was able to bring with him from Notre Dame was the special teams coach.
He probably should fire him.
Yikes.
Pretty underwhelming Saturday of conference champion football games, in my opinion.
What are you talking about? You got overtime in the TCU game.
That game was good, and Friday night was fun just because that was an amazing comeback. And then, I mean, it went from getting beat badly to comeback to stomping on Southern Cal's throat. Mm-hmm. But those were the two best games, the last one Friday and the first one Saturday. Like, Michigan, boring, but they took care of business.
Fun for a half.
Yeah.
And then after that, it was done.
But I get what you're saying.
UNC Clemson was a disaster.
Yeah. The ACC's terrible.
I didn't even like the USC game. I watched a little bit, turned it off, had to catch up on Fire Country.
You caught up on Fire Country, Nate?
I'm not caught up on Fire Country.
It's pretty good. It's about a prisoner.
Okay.
Who goes to work for a firehouse. Not a sub, but like a...
I saw an ad for that a while back.
Hickman, fun little watch. Hickman loves it.
Yeah.
Says it's the best thing he's seen on TV in 10 years.
That's not what I said.
That's what I heard.
A transfer portal officially opens today.
So, until today, people have gone in there, but they can't.
They couldn't.
They can't leave.
I think they
unless you're a grad transfer. Grad transfers could go in and pick their school.
Because I think was the Michigan quarterback that
yeah.
said he's going to Iowa. Cade, was it McNamara?
McNamara.
Iowa.
Yeah.
I mean, you know you're going to start, but might not have good offense.
Well, you know, there's not a lot of pressure, you know, handing the ball off like that. Just
someone tweeted out that Colorado and Deion Sanders have already heard from well over 100 guys that are either recruits in high school or guys in the portal already, a lot of them being five-star and high-star or and highly ranked four-stars.
I mean, good for him. Like, Colorado, I mean, that's a historically, and by historically, I mean, a long time ago, they were really good.
Early 90s?
One of the best venues.
Cordell Stewart.
Won a national championship at one point. With the...
It feels like recruiting to Colorado. Like, that's kind of like recruiting to Nebraska, though.
Wasn't that our first game ever in the 90s?
What?
I'd go play at Colorado right now. I wouldn't play at Nebraska right now.
A 1-11 team?
You're not good enough to play for Colorado right now, but
I mean,
they're gonna make you want to quit.
Boulder's beautiful. It's what, 40 minutes away from Denver, if that.
No, it's much further away from that than.
Didn't feel like it.
Fort Collins is 45 minutes.
Is that Colorado State?
Yeah. Now that's a campus.
It's
right
a
there.
Beautiful place.
It is. No, I don't disagree with that. I think it's very beautiful. I'm not going to play football because it's a beautiful place. I'm wanting to go where I can, and I do think he's got a good coaching staff, and I think he's a good coach. We'll just have to wait and see.
We take JT Shrout back for 1 year.
Might need him.
That's a no.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it last week. How Tennessee, if you do want to go out and get a quarterback in case Joe Milton's not the guy and Nico ain't ready, you're kind of in a bad spot because they know
Jackson's
they're going to be in a battle.
You know, fixed up, ready to go, right?
Who?
David Jackson.
Hope so.
Yeah, three-man race. We got too many quarterbacks.
Yeah, wouldn't mind add one more. Just a guy who can step in and play right now if he had to.
Ain't that guy. We'll come back with more. Stick with us right here on 3-and-out.
Mom got drunk and Dad got drunk at a Christmas party. We were drinking champagne punch and homemade eggnog.
Now our two continues.
Little sister brought her new boyfriend. He was
it's Christmas season now.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what'd you say? Sorry, I was yawning.
I said it's Christmas season now.
Yeah, do you like the music?
Sure.
See, Hickman, I told you he doesn't hate Christmas music.
We're in the home stretch
he just
of
hates
the holiday
Christmas.
Season.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
What?
No.
What?
I just don't like how people step Christmas all over Thanksgiving.
Which is what Hickman said, and then he played Christmas music before Thanksgiving.
I don't know.
Nobody writes good Thanksgiving music.
You never even played the one Thanksgiving song there was.
I'll see if I can find it.
You don't.
We'll play it for Christmas.
Late now.
You got the hot board for our offensive coordinator search yet?
John Gruden.
How do you find offensive coordinators for this system? You know, because you can't.
You got to find someone who's really good at calling plays and also really good at learning a brand new system. You got to understand someone who understands play calling.
It needs to be somebody that
and then teach him our playbook.
That isn't married to their system.
Correct.
They got to just throw
correct.
Theirs out the window. I feel like that's why the whole promotion thing might just be the way to go. I don't know. Who is it they were like Kent State runs some of our stuff, you know? You just go find some guy that's worked down there that's running. You know, kind of knows the playbook, so to speak, at least the concepts.
Could you go get Lebby back? Where's Lebby? Is he at Oklahoma? They stink.
That's a good point.
That'd be interesting.
Just bring him back.
It's like, hey, Venables isn't letting you run this stuff anyway. Why don't you just come back here and call it again for me? Worth a thought.
I didn't watch any Oklahoma. Did you?
No, I got a really bad taste in my mouth after all of our players transferred there. But then they stunk.
Yeah.
Did they make a bowl game?
Yeah, they made a bowl game. They are going to play.
Did they make a bowl? I thought they had 5-7.
I don't remember seeing them on the bowl list.
Who are they playing? They made it.
Did they?
To beat Oklahoma State. I can't remember.
Florida State is who they're going to play in the Cheez-It Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Good job, Hickman. Nice pull there. So where'd they go? Did they go 6-6?
Yeah.
You saw the NIL, the Cheez-It room, right, at the hotel?
No, I heard about this. How did it look?
It's pretty good. I got to show my son that picture. He always loves that commercial, especially when he says, I woke up feeling the cheesiest coach.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's not really what it looks like, though, is it?
It's a mock-up.
How could you sleep in that?
Get those, like, that blindfold thing. You know?
Seriously.
It's too. Talk about the orange popping. I mean, that's.
It's a little over the top.
Yeah.
Gracious sakes.
We're not going to be Arkansas next year, right?
No. We can't.
What? I mean, I just don't want to be that team that, you know, had like one good year and then back to the middling seasons.
I think
Jefferson's coming back, I think.
I think our season this year was more legit than theirs was last year. First of all, they only won, what, 8 games last year or 9? They didn't even get to
10. Yeah, they're
9-4
but, I mean, after the bowl win.
Their season got a big jump last year because they beat an overhyped preseason Texas team that ended up being just crap.
That's a good point.
They would have had a better year this year if KJ Jefferson doesn't get hurt, miss those games.
Yeah, but even when he's back, they sucked. I thought about them because you mentioned offensive coordinators and then Kendall
KB
Biles
here.
Is there, and he's the one guy that is kind of like, you know, familiar with it. I mean, they beat Cincinnati to start this year. Looked like things are going to go great.
Jeff Libby is mentioned on GoVols 247.
Oh, it was
an OC early look at.
God, spend the money, Danny.
It would be kind of cool since Oklahoma took all our players if we take their offensive coordinator.
I'm down.
Didn't they score 0 against Texas?
Yes, they were shut out.
There's a guy named Matt Wells. He's Oklahoma advisor to the head coach, offensive analyst.
Matt Wells. Isn't that your tool?
Kendall
your
Briles
guy?
Is on here.
Wait, Matt. What's his name?
Matt Wells.
Wells is a very common name. It's probably not the same guy, right?
He was hired by Heupel. Wells hired Heupel at Utah State after Oklahoma parted ways with him as offensive coordinator following the 2014 season.
He was at Texas Tech. Is this him?
Kendall Briles is on here.
Kendall Briles is on there?
Mm-hmm. Anthony Tucker, he's Utah State offensive coordinator and quarterback coach.
Mm. Different Wells.
Mm-hmm.
Because that guy was at UMass, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Anthony Tucker was on Heupel's staff for all 3 of his seasons at UCF. Joe John Finley, another.
I mean, it's going to be Housley, right?
I don't know. There's a lot of options here. These are guys he's worked with before.
Does Golish take anybody with him?
What if Golish takes Housley? We riot.
But not if Housley's going to get promoted. That's why you do that. Keep him.
Well, no, I know.
I do wonder sometimes if some of these guys, like, they're sick of each other, you know? I mean, it's coaching. It's like, you know, I like you, but, man.
Mike Eckler said that's one of the reasons he took the Tennessee job was because he couldn't wait to coach with Heupel again.
Yeah.
Says coaching with Heupel is the most fun he has as a coach.
Well, there you go. Guys do the opposite. Get away from Saban.
Eric wants to know what you think about – I only saw it from Wanye Morris, but he tweeted out that he's a VFL as he declares for the draft while he plays for Oklahoma.
Yeah, I'm out on that.
Did you see what Javonte Payton said?
That's a no from me, dog.
He just quote tweeted it and said, Vol? Question mark.
Didn't they do that for – did Eric Gray do the same thing?
He may have, yeah. Maybe it was Eric Gray who did it too. It's like
– Wanye definitely did. I saw it. Jeez Louise. Vol for life.
I mean, maybe they had to – maybe they were told they had to leave because they took money and we would have been suspended.
Wait, I didn't get to talk about the Chick-fil-A bag. Y'all talked about that, right?
I don't think so.
You didn't?
No.
That.
Yeah, it was just a logistics detail that got mixed up. It wasn't McDonald's. It was Chick-fil-A.
And how there's specifics about, Pruitt falling for the oldest tricks in the book, man. hey, I need a medical procedure, but I got to pay off this last medical procedure first. You got some cash, bro?
He got scammed by a Nigerian prince?
I mean, who has a kid that plays football, apparently.
So stupid. We hired him. And then when he won in year two in the backstretch, like, oh, he turned it around. He got them boys to fight for him.
You defended so his extension. Somebody had to do it.
Not the just the somebody, idea that somebody, you got to give him.
Somebody had to do it.
Just the idea that you got to give him 5 years, and we didn't. It didn't matter. We didn't even end up paying him. He got zero. He's in poker. He does poker tournaments now.
He paid his own money to. I mean,
that's dedication, though. I mean, when it matters that much that you're willing to take money out of your own pocket, make your wife do the dirty work. I mean, you care.
Did you hear his defense? He said it was the human thing to do.
No, I didn't hear that.
I can't believe y'all didn't talk about this.
I missed all of that. I was just like, oh, Pruitt, that's bum.
It might have broke before I left, actually. I don't remember.
It was the human thing to do?
That's what he said. Like, he admitted it.
I was going to say, like, now that he's admitted it, I feel like our administration can be like, guys, don't punish us. This guy's a moron.
Well, that was, like, the only hard evidence that I think they had on one of the charges is that he admitted he paid him. If he'd have just said, no, nah, that didn't happen, they wouldn't have been able to prove it.
It was the human thing to do. Unbelievable. No, not really. Believable.
Yeah. Unreal. The head coach just passing out cash.
And his wife.
Yeah.
And Moose.
That's good, though, because sometimes spouses drag you down if they don't approve of your career. Not Casey Pruitt.
I'm sure she approved of the $4.5 million he was making every year. Some of that went right back to the players, but
apparently
it's legal now.
Grief. All right, we'll come back with more. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out. Hour 2 is brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Check them out online at tvacreditunion.com and become a member. It's the official credit union of 3 and Out for good reason. Their customer service is unmatched, unparalleled, and anything a bank can do, they've got you covered. Just head on over to tvacreditunion.com for all the information. And they've got online banking, app banking, all that stuff. Or you can walk in over 30 branches right here in East Tennessee. They've been rolling for almost 90 years, helping their members grow financially, moving upward and forward with the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union.
Volstorm sends this in. Louisville's Scott Satterfield is expected to become the next head coach at Cincinnati.
And apparently the two teams play each other in their bowl game.
You can just walk over.
Does he just hover above midfield?
And play for both teams? It's like when your brother won't play the game with you, so you just have to like play both teams.
That's awkward.
Sometimes that happens in MLB. The guy will get traded, and the teams just happen to be playing each other. The guy will just walk to the other dugout.
Surely he just doesn't coach, right? Like he just sits up in the booth and watches.
Let you guys figure it out, and then I'll step in here.
So it'll be two coachless teams.
Is that – it's weird to go from one school to another where you're going slightly down in, like, I guess, like conference prestige, but you're going up in, like, team prestige. It's kind of a weird lateral move there. Same colors, too. He didn't really have to change his wardrobe much.
Yeah. All the ties.
Yeah.
Ties carry over.
Yeah, the stuff with logos on, it's got to go, but everything else, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're fine.
Doesn't have to move too far either.
Yeah.
Louisville to Cincy, not a bad trip.
Might keep the same house, just a little longer commute.
Yeah.
The bowl season is weird because of that, too. Like, no other sport has, like, a kind of an ending to the season. But not really. But wait, we're going to have all these coaches change jobs. But then there's one more game in a few weeks. I mean, I guess you kind of get that in professional sports when the regular season ends and a lot of teams haven't made the playoffs and they fire all their coaches and they're waiting on the playoff coaches to get done.
Right, right.
But college is weird because the importance of whatever bowl game you're in is varies greatly by, especially to your fan base, depending on how the season went. You know, if you're 6-6 Oklahoma, those fans are not caring about the bowl game. You're 10-2 Tennessee, fan base is really excited about what happens in the bowl game. You know, playoff game, you know, it's everybody's at level 10.
Yeah.
Very strange situation.
It's a weird move, too. I get why he would do it. I mean, he's not been good at Louisville at all. He was probably going to be fired in a year or two. He resets his clock. But if you're Cincinnati.
Yeah, why? It doesn't make much sense.
Is that not the best they could do? I mean, or could they not have done way better?
Surely. I would have thought they could have.
Well, they wanted Ohio State's receiver coach. He was on their big board.
Brian Hartland, I think.
Mm-hmm. Which would have been beneficial for Tennessee fans if he had took the job. But it sounds like he wasn't like even entertaining it until after the college football playoffs were over.
Wasn't Golish one of their final thoughts?
He was on the list, yeah. Maybe he just liked Florida.
Because South Florida is 1-11 this past season.
Nowhere to go but up.
Or to 0-12.
I'll make a bet with you right now that he goes better than 0-12.
I would not take that bet because I also think he will probably at least win 2 or 3 games. I mean, you can make a pretty good squad with just the leftover in-state talent from Florida that doesn't go to your Floridas, Florida States, and Miamis.
I forgot they played almost beat Florida in the Swamp.
Yeah, week 2, right?
Yeah.
Week 3, that's right. Week 3. Because I was the week before.
No, that's when their kicker had to kick the flat ball off the ground and still almost made that 55-yarder. Yeah. Remember that?
Yep.
Yeah, because we're like, dang, they're no good.
Yep, Satterfield, 6-year deal.
See, we had a couple guys going in the portal.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on that?
Neath and
JWT is going to be in there. Jimmy.
I mean, it's kind of a frustrating miss, right? 4-star running back that never even plays.
He got, like, what, 3 carries this year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then went to linebacker and never played there, ever. So.
And then back to running back and now to the transfer portal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did a whole send-off for those guys with Sarah McLaughlin playing.
Yeah, sad.
I still say Jimmy Callaway is the best boxer in the history of Tennessee football. Okay. That 10-punch combo against Akron, I mean.
We lost both Jimmys, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Holiday, Callaway. We lost Jimmy Holiday in the holidays.
But we never got answers on why the whole secondary missed the Vanderbilt game, right? Were they just
injured,
a little nicked up, decided not to, didn't want to play in the cold rain? It didn't matter. It was kind of wild.
Repairs. Maybe some of those backups are better.
Maybe.
It is amazing how bad we are in the secondary. And I don't know if it's all skill, you know. It's like, because some of those guys, like, they can run fast in a straight line, but they can't do much else.
Mm-hmm.
But the scheme does not seem to be helping us either.
Did Haddon play against Vandy? I can't remember.
Yeah, he did. Pretty sure he did.
Yeah, I think he did.
I was like, man, he's not saying a word out there.
There was a whole list of
got coached up.
Yeah.
Guys, though, like the game starts, like all of these guys are out for Tennessee, and it's like.
Yeah, Tillman out.
Brew was out.
He at least went through warm-ups.
Wasn't even on the graphic. That was the thing. They were like, all these guys are out. Oh, and by the way, Brew McCoy's a game-time decision. It's like, what? It was like, of course, it was Hooker and Tillman, but then it was like 5 guys in the secondary.
We did get the good news of Brew coming back. At least we know.
I guess that's not official, but it's kind of official. I mean, it was reported by On3.
Rumored, I guess. And Jacob Warren.
Yeah, Wright's kind of weird. He got invited to the Senior Bowl, but he might be.
He might come back?
Yeah.
How's he coming?
Well, that's what I don't know. Like, can you get invited to the Senior Bowl if you don't put your name in for consideration? Can they just send those bad boys out? Or do you have to let them know you'd be interested?
No clue.
My buddy just asked me if Dion's going to bail on Colorado if Louisville offers him the job. I would if I was him. But I guess he's already met with the team, right? Yeah, you can't.
So? People do that all the time.
Meet with the team and then not take the job?
Well, they take the job. They just leave the job then for another job.
After they met the team?
Yeah, it's happened before.
It'd be like when we stole Butch Jones from him.
Walt Wells?
Yeah, he was here.
Oh, yeah, but that's not the Tool guy.
No.
What's the Wells? Did you look? We never looked that up, right?
I can't remember.
Look up UMass head coaches recently. Figure out which one's a Tool fan and where he's at now.
He got fired. I think he went 0-12.
He was the head coach in the past.
The one that played us?
Don't remember.
I don't remember that either.
That was a ball game when we played those boys.
How do we look against Alcorn State? I missed that one.
Walt
Bell, that was it.
Walt Bell.
So somehow, because we had Walt Wells, I made the Bell into a Wells, and that just got us on the wrong path.
Walt Bell, big fan.
Yeah. What's he doing these days?
Probably not coaching football. This guy was
atrocious. Hey!
1-8, 0-4, 1-11.
It's amazing he kept his job that long.
Oh, he was the offensive coordinator this last year for the Indiana Hoosiers.
How'd they do?
Their offense took a big step back.
And that's saying something, because they had Connor Bazelak, too.
I saw your boy Penix is coming back. Next year you'll get to see him sling the pigskin a little
yeah,
longer.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited about that.
It's kind of surprised by that.
Yeah,
feels
too.
He's been playing college ball forever.
Which, thankfully, though, that means he's not going to sit out the bowl game, because I actually like that. That's one of the more intriguing bowl matchups to me is Washington versus Texas.
Good.
Or are they in the Las Vegas Bowl?
Won't Washington kill them?
They should.
Texas got a good defense. Mm-hmm. Methinks.
Final segment, hour two, next. Final segment, hour two.
After all the hatred.
He's loving him now.
16 minutes, 6 of 6 from the floor, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, a block, no turnovers, 12 points for Big Euro.
Yeah, I didn't watch the whole game, but one thing I did notice is good things happen when Euros finally understands the fact that, hey, if you catch it near the rim, you don't have to put the ball on the floor, Euros. You just go straight up and you dunk. It's amazing what happens when he does that.
Well, I could do without the sarcasm.
Again, it's hard to take anything from last night. But, I mean, I guess the one talking point is Vescovi. Injury kind of came out of nowhere. There wasn't much talk about it. Right?
Vescovi holding the team back, just as we all thought.
He was MVP of that tournament, wasn't he?
What are you doing? Why do you just, like, pick a guy to hate every day?
Hey, you're the one who said we had to have the conversation about Josiah last week when we...
I said we had to have the conversation. He came in last night. He looked a little rusty. Knee still... He said he's still day-to-day. I don't even know if I would have played
That's
him
the best
night.
Offensive performance we've had all year. And it was without Vescovi.
So now I just kick him to the curb.
No, just kill him. Hickman wants him dead.
It was Alcorn State.
Yeah, the Braves. 94-40, your final. Tennessee's defense, best in the country.
Best ever in the KenPom era.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that statistically?
No, I didn't.
We surpassed the Texas Tech team from 2019 that lost to Virginia in the national championship game. Or was that 2018? Might have been 2018.
I don't remember.
Surprised one of those Virginia teams isn't up there. Tony Bennett's had some good ones.
I know what he just said.
No, it was Texas Tech. But
oh, Texas
it was
Tech.
The Texas
oh,
Tech team that lost the Natty
lost
to Virginia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Huh.
I love Vescovi, by the way, Chris.
Doesn't sound like it.
We talked last week. We said, hey, we know we go on this hot streak when Josiah's out, you know.
Yeah.
And we just had the conversation because it's something you kind of have to ask.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just bringing it up with Vescovi. Love the kid. I obviously know we're not better without him. Nice kid, too. I've met him once, by the way. Cool guy.
Well, then keep his name out of your mouth, then.
It was a joke.
We beat Arizona last year, right?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's our next.
We tried to blow it, though.
No, we got Maryland this coming weekend, Sunday, 4:30. Yeah, they're undefeated.
Tennessee's future coach.
Where are we playing that one?
Barclays Center.
Okay.
That's Kevin Willard.
It's a neutral site here.
They're undefeated, aren't they?
We're supposed to win.
Yes.
66%?
It's going to be tough, though.
In fact, KenPom doesn't have us losing now until Saturday, February the 18th.
Really? Going to Arizona and winning?
To who?
That would be at Rupp Arena.
That's got to put you at a nice little win streak there.
Yes, Hickman, it certainly would. It
looks like about 20 games.
We don't lose for a month.
So we're going to be...
Dynamite drop in, Hickman.
That's got you beating, you know,
I guess
you'd
win a few games in a row at that point.
Texas, home. Arizona away, yeah.
Jeez. You're probably the number one team in the country.
Mm-hmm. Well, KenPom has us rated ranked third at the moment, so.
Maryland's going to be no easy task, though. They beat a really good Illinois team last week.
Kansas was 12th on KenPom, I guess.
Maryland beat Louisville. So did everyone else.
They play Wisconsin tomorrow.
Hmm.
Kevin Willard's a good coach, guys. Would love to see him here one day.
You keep saying, like, can we just watch the game first? Where was he before Maryland?
Seton Hall.
Before that?
Let's see. I think
he's loved this guy forever.
Only, yeah. I mean, he's a good coach. He was at Iona before.
Mm.
Okay.
He did a lot with very little in Seton Hall. At Seton Hall. The Pirates.
Good basketball talk, boys. Good stuff. We got a Hickman's back in on Eurosh, but out on Bob. That's always good.
Looked like I didn't really watch much. Looks like we shot a good percentage and stuff.
Yeah, they were really bad defensively.
I'm just talking like free throws. We were terrible the game. McNeese State, I think, 19 of like 36. It looks like we shot it better last night from the line. So
maybe that's how he hurt his shoulder.
Too many free
throws. All the free throws.
Practicing. Okay.
Sad.
You didn't watch the game last night?
I watched it.
Okay.
I'd say I like half watched it.
Yeah, I mean, when you win about 54, it's kind of.
Safe to say I wasn't dialed into it.
Yeah, same. I watched it in the shower.
Wait,
what? I had it on my phone, and I had it set up in the shower while I was showering last night.
Was this on an episode of The League?
I don't know.
Except he wasn't watching basketball, and he had it in a Ziploc bag.
I know people who do that so they can text in the shower, but now most phones are waterproof.
They put their phone in a Ziploc bag so I can text in the shower?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a
problem. If texting is your life, that
sounds like a problem. Like, yeah. You need to have an intervention with that person.
How long are you in the shower for, typically? Seriously. You
know? It was girls. It was women.
Oh. Still.
Oh.
It's like Kramer where he put the disposable and he's like living in the shower. Like doing everything.
Kramer, this meal is delicious. Thank you. I made it in the shower. Is that the germaphobe? The lady's a germaphobe. Or like a recovering germaphobe.
He's got the disposal.
You made this in the shower? Oh, yeah. I whipped it right up.
Seinfeld really has an episode for everything, you know?
It's kind of like The Simpsons. Like, they predicted the future.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about Hugh Freeze to Auburn?
I mean, I feel like... In terms of fit, he's pretty much perfect, you know. Not afraid to get his hands dirty. It's Auburn.
Literally.
You know, he probably has some highs and lows. It's the Auburn experience, you know. Probably has some highs and lows all in the same season.
So, like, 3-9 next year, natty the year after type thing?
Yeah, playing for it.
He can't text or tweet.
That was so – like, is that real?
Yeah, they took complete control. Well, he can text, he does not have access to his Twitter account.
He actually came out and was like, I think he kind of debunked that a little bit because he was like, in today's society, I think that's just a bad idea to give up your social media to anyone, and was going on about that. So I don't know if that's real or not. It probably is because it's Hugh Freeze.
That's probably him just saying that. He's like, oh, yeah, they totally stripped me of that. You know. But they vetted him. They did a deep dig investigation. Okay. Oh, yeah. They went back.
The old PI.
But they didn't talk to the girl who's accusing his player of sexual assault at Liberty.
Oh, yeah. Well, that would
be, you know, the one he DM'd at 12:30 in the morning.
That would be deep diving. Too deep, you know?
Yes.
Be the problem.
They clearly didn't talk to the females at Briarcrest Christian that he paddled.
He paddled them,
oh,
too?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Paddled them, made them change in front of him.
I remember that part.
They said he would do, like, a really weird, like, sexually intense wind up and, like, make weird noises before he would spank them in his office. Guy's a freak and a creep.
Did you say sexually intense wind up?
Yeah, like, when a guy's, like, when a guy's about ready to paddle a female and he's, like, winding up and, like, like, making his noise. Like, the guy's a creep.
Did you hear this or see this or, like, where did
it's
you?
It's allegations, but, I mean,
So that was in the article? The published article said sexually intense wind up?
Yes, they said he would wind up in a very creepy, weird way and make, like, weird noises before he
did. So they did not say sexually intense wind up. You made that up.
Clearly the guy's a creep.
Mm-hmm. I don't disagree with that. I just have never heard sexually intense wind up before.
Wow. I don't know where we go from here. But
probably to break.
You'll have to find out next.